Welcome to The Bridge, Your Health, Your Voice, the official podcast for the University of Maryland, Baltimore School of Pharmacy Patients Program. The Patients Program is the bridge between the community and researchers. The Patients Program created this partnership to help researchers listen to the community's voice in order to build a bridge to an effective learning healthcare community. Here's your host, Rodney Elliott.
Today, I am here with two guests who are part of one of the Patients Program's premier trainee arms. I'm here with our training specialist, Thomas J. Howarth, affectionately known as Joe. So you can call him Joe. I know you might see an email or two from him that got Thomas on it, but we call him Joe around here. And we have a PPA graduate, Chisa Nosamiafen.
That's right.
Oh, my goodness. Kudos to me. Ladies and gentlemen, she asked me to say it. I practiced it a couple times before we got on air. I think I did a good job. Welcome, everyone. How are you both doing?
Very well, thank you.
Yeah, doing great. Great. Yeah, thanks, Rodney.
Pleasure to see you guys as well. Always, we're going to be talking about PPA, Patient Professionals Academy here. And we are excited about this year going into its fourth year, if I'm not mistaken. And Chisa, you are a graduate of last year, correct?
Correct. Yeah.
All right. It's perfect. So my first question, Chisa, is actually going to be geared towards you. How has attending and then graduating from the PPA, the Patients Professors Academy, changed the way you approach collaboration with different stakeholders to improve health outcomes?
Thank you. That's a good question. Attending the PPA was a real eye-opener for me. I was so glad to be there. It was one of those things, programs where you actually have all the different stakeholders in a room with the same goal. Because before now, I'm a global patient advocate and I'm a patient myself. And I found that in the work that I do, before then, I thought I was like, you know, on my own, you know, because I go into meetings to have, you know, do things either in the, either it's one of those a round table or a focus group or with pharma industry or, you know, being on an advisory board. And I thought that I was just like, you know, by myself, you know, trying to tell, and it seemed like an impossible task to be able to explain, bring the patient perspective, but also to be able to understand the perspective of the stakeholders and how it all came together, because it seemed like everybody was on a different page. Everybody had a different goal or vision, you know. But coming to the PPA was amazing to see we're all there, the same stakeholders, but we all had the same goal. And that goal was really, you know, how do we integrate, how do we achieve community research, you know, and, you know, with the bringing the actual community on the same page with everybody else. So how do we make it inclusive? How do we make it such that the community is sitting at the table from the very beginning? And I just thought that was amazing. Those are just amazing for me. And that in itself was really amazing. But to further on to what did I gain from it? How did it seem to affect like what I've just said? So I now was able to pick out or to see how it can actually work. And it can actually work for us to be looking, you know, all having the same goal, all having the same vision.
So, Chisa, I'm going to interrupt you for a second here. You mentioned in your reply to the answer early on that it was a great opportunity to be amongst like-minded people who had the same goal, because prior to this, you thought you were all alone or didn't know where there was a community to be together to discuss different issues, different concerns as it pertains to improving health outcomes. Can you share with us how and where you've applied some of the knowledge you've learned from the PPA?
So, yes. So the PPA, and some of the things I gained from that was the fact that, one, I was able to define myself, my role, better. So before then, even though I was doing the work, I didn't realize that what I really was a credible messenger, you know, in the things that I was doing. And so with things like that, where I picked those things up, you know, being a credible messenger, I realized that I was not only a credible messenger in the sense that to the community which I was working with, or the communities I work with, the patient communities, but also a credible, because before I used to see myself as a bi-directional bridge. That's what I used to call myself, because I find that when I'm in the setting of working with researchers or working in pharma, I also present to them, I am taking their message. I'm a credible messenger because they've gotten to trust me and understand me, and I'm able to tell them things and bring the message from the community to them and take the message from them to the community. And if I was able to do that, and that's what I found that has been more effective, understanding, having them break down the message so all of us can understand, giving us a room at the table, you know, break that message, you know, let's forget about the jargon that we need, you know, and the acronyms that don't seem to make sense to everybody. But those acronyms is not so much as I usually say, not, you know, we usually hear the term, oh, let's, you know, write it or do it at a sixth grade level, reading level. And I said, no, we're not all the sixth grade. What we need is plain language, you know. So if they're acronyms, just explain what they mean and everybody will understand. So to be able to do those things at the table and start, you know, and at the same time be in the community and get them to understand what the researchers are trying to do, and be that credible messenger, but also a bridge between both. And those are the kind of things that I took away with me.
Chisa, in your explanation or answer to some of these questions, I keep hearing words or terminology that we use a lot here in the patients program, having a seat at the table when it comes to research, being a credible messenger, sharing things in plain language. Joe, as Chisa is answering these questions and sharing her knowledge from the PPA, is this something that you as an architect, I know Dr. Elvis has worked with you diligently on this as well, and other members at the team of the team in the patients program, how does it make you feel to hear a graduate talk about some of the things that were emphasized and have been emphasized not only in PPA, but just throughout the nature and the fabric of the patients program?
Well, I think it really, speaks to, you know, the fact that the Patients Professors Academy is not me as Joe teaching a bunch of patients this is what you should be doing. It is, you know, the seminars, the deeper dives, pretty much everything that we do in the academy is led by patients professors, people that have been through the academy, people that have been long-standing patient advisors. So it's, you know, hearing something new from someone you trust, from a credible messenger, is important, and it makes that it helps the message, you know, take hold. And I think that's what Chisa is talking about, is that hearing about being a credible messenger from Dwan Patterson, or talking about how you should be interacting within your community, or the questions you should be asking when you're at the table with researchers, you know, that comes from Gail Graham and Patrick G and the other patients professors that are leading the seminars, that it's their message is getting across because it's coming from someone that is similar to Chisa, that has had similar experiences of, I'm not getting anywhere, you know, this sounds like an impossible task, me being a patient, me trying to get my voice out there. It shows not only in the other people that that CHISA was working with in the Patients Professors Academy last year, but also those other leaders, those small group facilitators who are also patients professors, you know, saying that you're not alone, that there are other people that you can, you know, learn from and continue to learn from, not only in the academy, but also after the academy ends, we have that continuous engagement, opportunities for people to come back, continue the conversation and continue to learn.
Joe, that's a great answer. And I'm going to actually stay right here a little bit with you and talk about when I mentioned earlier in introducing you, I consider you the architect or one of the architects behind the Patients Program. And as you were designing or the team was designing the Patients Professors Academy, we've all attended some type of online training before, probably, where we've sat in front of the computer or even maybe sat in person and kind of just got knowledge and received information from the teacher, the proctor, the professor, and then that was it, right? The PPA is a little bit different. I think over time, we've learned from each year before, each session before, and kind of added some stuff to it, maybe taking stuff away. But one thing that stays around are these breakout sessions, right? I want you, Joe, to talk a little bit about what made you as an architect, the team as an architect, know that in addition to hearing from credible messengers, experts in their field, whether they're a patient, whether they're a pharmaceutical representative, insurance representative, they're leading the discussion. But after that, or during the week, you also had these breakout sessions where things are kind of broken down in a language, like CHISA mentioned earlier, that folks can understand. How important was it to include these breakout sessions? And then CHISA, after Joe answers, talk a little bit about what the benefit of those breakout sessions were.
Yeah, I mean, and Rodney, you know, to your point, you know, we've all been to lots of trainings and, you know, when someone's talking at you, it's just not engaging. Mm-hmm. We knew that we were bringing, you know, we have an admissions process that is also, you know, determined and guided by patients, professors, that we have this incredible diverse in a number of different ways, diverse, you know, student body, if you will, that is in the academy. And we wanted to give them an opportunity or to set the stage for them to learn from each other, to speak with one another, to learn from people that are similar to them, that are different from them. There are a lot of similarities across people. And once they start talking about their experiences in healthcare or in healthcare research or in finding care, you know, those similarities come out and there's learning opportunities. There's opportunities to partner and collaborate. But we, you know, we felt that we had such great groups of people that it would be a waste not to set the stage for them to talk to each other and to learn from each other and to challenge each other and to, you know, those insights are not something that even if you have a patients professor and me teaching a course, that's only two perspectives. So not only are you getting those two perspectives to present about credible messengers or about the patients. 10-step framework for continuous engagement. Now you're getting three or four other voices, you know, each Monday, and then you have other opportunities throughout the week to hear more of those perspectives. And I think it was just engagement is to make it, you know, the biggest thing that we talk about is engaging patients in conversation, engaging them in research. If we're not going to engage them during the academy, then we're off to a really bad foot. So I think that was just essential to have that component of the training of the academy was to have people have the opportunity to talk to one another.
Thank you. CHISA, what about the benefits? Were there some benefits for having those breakout sessions during the Patients Professors Academy?
Yes. Joe said, the first thing is that you're now engaging in smaller groups. So you're getting to know speaking to people personally, and you're able to, everybody's voice is able to be heard within the session. And then you're learning things that, you know, what people are doing, which, you know, you gain a lot from, you know, what different people are doing and different perspectives of how they see things. And then even understanding, we come out of the session. I remember one, I think the very first session or so, and somebody had mentioned, had talked about the grievance and, you know, just the challenge with getting research data back as a patient. Mm. do we go back and give these, get these things back to the, you know, and someone had mentioned his own experience. But when we got into the smaller groups, you found, you could see that people saw it differently. So here you had a researcher who was like maybe a graduate student doing some research, you know, and feeling that that was his end goal or her end goal. Her end goal was to do research and get research done.
And that's it.
And that's it.
Yeah.
So having to get back to the patients is not really part of it. So we're able to engage those and talk about those things in smaller bites, you know. So we had the big, we had the big pie, and then we cut it up in smaller bites, and everybody has their own perspective. And seeing the discussion is now, how do we now put it back together to be, you know, to get back to be, you know, being, to put the pieces of the pie back together, and you know, we so those kinds of things I felt were very, very, very important. And they're very important to get things by, because many things, people don't realize that there are just so many things that people don't know. When you're in your sector, you don't really realize what's going on in other sectors, mm-hmm. and how it comes together until people begin to discuss these things and discuss it, you know, with the goal to get to the same place. That's what I said in the beginning. It was amazing. The PPA is amazing because we have one goal and everybody's saying, how can I get there? You know, which path do I take? And then, you know, like he said, and the whole purpose of this is it falls in line with continuous engagement. You know, so even this way it's set up, we have the main talk and then we continue to engage on a different level in smaller groups. And eventually that even continues, knowingly or not, or you may know, the PPA may know what we've been getting up to, each of us, but it continues because I've taken what I've learned here, I've taken what I've understood about other people, and I've taken it back to my work and in my, to my communities and to the projects that I have going on.
Chisa, I like that answer. I specifically and intentionally like that part, how you talked about it's like a big piece of a big pie. And then you say we just break down the pie in some slices in these breakout sessions. And then the whole goal is to bring it all back together. I like that analogy. That makes sense. And when you talk about disseminating information back to the community, it amazes me every time an imaginary light bulb pops off or pops above a researcher's head or a community member's head, and they get a better understanding for how engagement is done. You guys both have talked about the 10-step framework, which is kind of, again, the fabric, one of the main fabrics of the patient's program, you know, meeting the community where they are. It's the planning, the doing, and then the executing or the disseminating, which is key in all the work that we do. Again, why do the work if you're not going to give it back to the community? And to have that being discussed in our breakout sessions, from a patient, a caregiver, to an insurance provider or to a pharmaceutical company, I think that was one of the main ideas or the jewels, so to speak, of the patient's program. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking to Chisa Nosamivafin. I might have messed that up, guys, but Chisa's fantastic. I'm talking to Joe Howarth, one of the architects of the PPA, and we're almost finished our conversation. But Joe, I want to pose this question to you to take a look behind the curtain, so to speak, right? PPA going into its fourth year, registration is going to start, and I'm pretty sure you're interested in hearing some of the good things that Chisa is talking about and other PPA graduates as well. But can you share with us a little bit about what are some of the challenges that maybe you have had dealing with organizing the PPA, you know, constructing the PPA, either during, before, or as it goes on, if there are any challenges? Because don't get me wrong, we know the training session went well, graduates are doing great things now, but everything doesn't, everything isn't always as smooth as possible.
No, I think it's a good question, but I think one of the challenges is that there's so much that we can talk about, and you know, it's 5 weeks. You know, we say that the each week of the academy, you probably put in maybe 3 to 5 hours of work. Yep. Some of that's optional, but if you were going to do, you know, the most of what we have, you would probably spend that much. But there's so much more so much more past that.
That's a big challenge.
And I think a challenge of what we talked about before is that, you know, it's so important to have these conversations. And there's kind of a push and pull between, trying to build community. So, for example, you know, we'll keep like the small group breakouts the same over a couple weeks so people can get to know each other a little bit more, but then we'll switch them up so that people have a couple more perspectives that they can learn. So it's just making sure that everyone has the ability to meet a bunch of people, but also to create that community to learn about people that are have similar experiences or different experiences. And I think it goes back to something that Chisa was talking about. I mean, I am a novice when it comes to healthcare research, healthcare in general, much less of an expert than all the people we work with. But when I first got to the patients program, you know, I just assume someone comes up with a great new drug or a great new treatment, just everyone picks it up the next day and we're off to the races. But, you know, but if you don't, you know, and that's all these conversations with the continuous engagement we do. We have a patients professor's social hour that we do twice a month. You know, people are sharing, oh, this is this new tool that I found, or this is this new initiative or meeting or training. You know, I can't know all those things, and neither can anyone else. So that opportunity to talk to people, it really shares those things, because you, it may be something that's right up your alley and you just maybe haven't heard of it. And that's, you know, that's just the commitment that we in this field, in patient advocacy, in continuous patient engagement, just need to continue to get the word out about the things that we're doing, the things that impact people positively. But And you know, talk about a challenge is just to make sure that the good work that all of our patients professors do are able to be shared with others so that they can learn and they can scale up the work that they do with their communities.
That's awesome, Joe. Thank you for sharing. And which leads us to our final question. I'm going to leave this both for you both. Chisa, I want you to weigh in on this first. You've been a patient professor graduate, and I'm pretty sure you've been part of some of our social hours afterwards. You've been part of the breakout sessions. I know Joe has been in line with in communication with you even beyond, right? And I'm pretty sure you may have a role in this year's PPA. So for you to even pick up the phone or answer the call to join us today, I'm grateful of that. But my question to you is, if you could give a recommendation for a potential or future participants of the PPA to maximize the impact and advance the health equity and community-driven solutions to take advantage of the breakout sessions, like, what advice would you give to a future potential participant of the Patients Professors Academy?
Thank you. That's a great question. If you permit me, I just want to mention, talk a little bit about, very quickly, about some of the challenges.
Yes.
The challenges of bringing the voices, you know, both the patient and community voices to the healthcare decision making. And I want to speak from the patient. Now I'm speaking about a community. And it's one thing that when we get to the door or we get to the table, we don't, you know, there's no room for us. In other words, a seat hasn't been, a place hasn't been set for us. So that's one thing, you know. And of course, we say, you know, no more, no, you know, make room for us, you know, don't make decisions about us without us, kind of thing. But before we get there, if I look at the community and the patient, like in the work that I do, a lot of work that I do has been patient experience in the past year or two now, and it's looking at language limited patients. So yes, there in all the patients, in all the research we are doing, if we're being inclusive, we have so many people that don't even speak English, and so there's language, and so we're looking at how can we get, if we say we want outcomes. And we want better outcomes. We have to be inclusive of everybody. But how do we even do that? You know, so how do we go to those communities? So one thing is educating the community itself, or in general, patients need to be educated about why they need to be sitting. Because for all these years, we've just been taking as consumers whatever is dished to us. At some point, patients have stepped up, yes, in a wonderful way, but more education needs to be done in the community, in with the patients, so that they even understand why they should be at the table in the first place and understand how to go ahead with that process. And why should they be at the table? You know, what difference does it make? And these are some of the things that when we, from the PPA, and I'm going on to the second question, from the PPA, you recognize, one recognizes, you know, what the, at the end of the day, the PPA just tells us really go into nitty gritty of why we have to be at the table, how these things function, and why, you know, and letting both the researchers and the community know that really we're just really playing games if we do not come together to do it together. And so to get into community, get into to explaining to a future patient professor, anyone who wants to come to this program, it's an excellent program to understand what's really where we are at with health equity and how we can advance. And we really can't, the truth is, we can't advance if we don't do it all together. So the pieces need to be put together. Everybody needs to, the pieces of the puzzle or the pie, as we said, pieces of the pie earlier, you know, need to be put together. They need to be brought together to be able to come, to be able to, you know, have better outcomes and realize, you know, realize what we need to, where we need to go. I don't know how long it's going to take us to get there, if we're ever going to get there with equity, but we are along the road. Let's, how are we going to advance in the area of health equity for better outcomes for everybody? Everybody, better health outcomes, better drug development outcomes, therapeutic outcomes, patient outcomes, and even health in the community outcomes. So better outcomes for everyone.
Thank you for sharing that, Chisa. And I think the Patients Program's North Star has always been health equity for everyone. And the PPA is a great example of providing a space that emphasizes health equity from everyone by encouraging everyone from all different perspectives to have a seat at the table. So, Joe, if you can tell us a little bit in closing us out about what someone can expect. In the words of Chisa, will they be able to get down to the nitty-gritty? I'm talking about to the nitty-gritty in these conversations about health equity, whether it's in one of our learning sessions or if it's a breakout session or even in that social hour.
Yeah, I mean, certainly. I mean, it's an opportunity to really learn from other people, to learn from other patients, community members, caregivers, researchers, healthcare providers. It's really an opportunity to share your experience, to learn about other perspectives. You know, a recommendation for someone coming in is just to ask questions, to be willing to ask questions, to be able to, you know, willing to put yourself out there a little bit. I think, you know, come in the first week, I think maybe people are feeling each other out a little bit, but it's certainly, you know, as we go on, it's an opportunity to really share your experience and know that people are listening and people want to learn from you. And there's opportunities in doing that. I think it's just, it's that opportunity, as she said, nitty gritty of being able to, you know, catch the ear of researchers and to talk to them and to help them overcome barriers to including patients in every decision and research. And I think that's a big part of what we do in the academy. That's part of the curriculum of overcoming those barriers and making sure that patients not only have a seat at the table, they have a voice. And then that voice is listened to, it is heard, and it is, you know, it impacts how research is done, how it's conducted, how it's planned, what research topics are pursued that are of interest to patient communities, and that research, you know, it's part of a continuous engagement process. The engagement doesn't end just after just because you plan the research, that's the last time you would speak to a patient group. It's that you are forming long-term partnerships with patients and communities, so that the research continues to evolve, continues to really match what the priorities of the community are.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you've heard it straight from a PPA professor's graduate last year, and you've heard it from one of the architects of the Patient Professor Academy. If you want to learn a little bit more about how to engage community members authentically, where the letters behind the doctor's name, PhD, Dr. So-and-so, are just as important as the lived experiences of some of our community members, and they both had equal footing, equal ground in a 5-week session, the Patients Professors Academy is for you. Shisa, thank you much. I truly appreciate it. Joe, as always, thank you for joining us. And ladies and gentlemen, that's it. PPA, Patients Professors Academy, year 4 is on the way.
Thank you for listening to The Bridge. Your health, your voice. To learn more about the Patients Program, visit our website at www.patients.umaryland.edu.